Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel talking cattle on feed in just a moment. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here inviting you to the 2019 Hemp Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference, April 23rd, 24th in Canadian, Texas. You'll learn from industry-leading experts, including Temple Grandin, Beef Magazine's Burke Tykert, Cattle Facts, and many others. Register now by calling 806-323-9114. That's 323-9114. Don't miss the year's top beef cattle event, including over 60 trade show vendors and the best beef meals you'll ever enjoy.
It's the 25th anniversary of the OERB cleaning up abandoned well sites across Oklahoma.
They sent in a crew, and in 10 days, they had it cleaned up, paid for by the oil and gas industry.
Thanks to voluntary contributions from Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners, more than 17,000 sites have been cleaned, returning the land to its original beauty. Learn more about the industry's ongoing commitment at oerb.com/restoration.
Today's report is a service of the American Angus Association, America's Breed. Talking today with livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. Darrell,
we are finally catching up after the partial government shutdown on these cattle on feed numbers. We're actually on pace to be where we should be on this March report. Tell us what the numbers are there regarding these this report based on March 1st data.
Yes, the March cattle on feed report shows that placements in February were 102.2% of last year. Marketings in February were 100.5, just slightly above last year. And that gives us a March 1 on-feed total. It's 11.8 million head of cattle, and that's 100.7, again, just fractionally bigger than this time last year.
As far as those numbers are concerned, I know that there's some surprises in there compared to what the trade was expecting.
If you look at average trade guesses, the placements estimates were on average quite a bit lower than that. The upper end of the placement estimates were pretty close to this number, although at that, this number comes in a little bigger even than the top of the range. So, I think you'd certainly say that this placement number is a little bit surprising. And the market may react a little bit bearishly to this. Now, if you look at the weight breakdowns, probably the biggest surprise in there was the fact that cattle under 700 pounds or placements of cattle under 700 pounds were a big part of that increase, and those are often harder to anticipate. So, it changes things down the road. It shouldn't have a real immediate impact on the market, but certainly the futures may react to this just a little bit.
I guess the bigger placements on those ladder weight cattle, that does help us a little bit as far as spreading out the expected marketings.
That's right. It's very difficult to project these cattle through, and particularly when they're lighter weight, you've got a lot more time to change the timing a little bit. And, of course, we've got the added challenge right now of trying to anticipate what the weather impacts are currently having on feedlots, as well as how it may play out over the next few weeks. Certainly, a lot of feedlots have been in adverse conditions, either snow or mud or both in some cases. Cattle are not on schedule in many cases. They're being marketed at lighter weights. And part of trying to anticipate what happened in February and maybe what's going to happen to those lightweight placements, particularly as we know what the weather has been since those cattle were placed, it's all the more challenging. So there's going to be a lot of, I think, a fair amount of uncertainty in the next few weeks and months as we try to see how this all plays out.
Any conclusions that you can make in regards to the marketings? Are they adequate to keep this demand picture in pretty good shape?
I think so. Again, we're getting a little bit of help on total beef production with the carcass weights being down. The marketings are pretty much on schedule in general. Now, I'm sure there are some cattle in some places that are running a little behind. Again, they've probably lost some productivity and we'll finish a bit later, but in total we're not seriously off schedule, I don't think. In that, carcass weights are lighter, so beef production is running a little bit lighter, we're probably getting a little bit of help on the supply side. Certainly the box beef market has been relatively strong this spring. Part of that's seasonal, but part of it is getting a little additional boost from this increase or decrease in supplies in the short run here.
Dr. Darrell Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herb's Herbs Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herb's Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.